WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville residents learn how their local government works and its limits. The state Supreme Court denies an elderly Stanton man's appeal of his first-degree murder conviction. And why are some rural residents stringing up coyote carcasses? This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, February 12th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
After the violent rallies in Charlottesville last August, many citizens wanted to learn more about how local government works and how it might be structured differently in the future. The local League of Women Voters and Charlottesville Tomorrow teamed up to provide an educational discussion on the matter, divided into two events this month. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini attended the first one Sunday afternoon.
The McIntyre Room at the Jefferson Madison Regional Library was packed. The events of last August certainly prompted a renewed interest or concern in understanding how Charlottesville is governed. So, a varied panel provided their views and expertise, including Rich Schrager, a UVA law school professor.
There's some confusion about authority. A frustration, I would think, with not quite understanding the lines of authority, first of all. And then second of all, I think some of the limitations on the authority, the capacity to do certain things.
One of the big frustrations brought up by the audience was the inability to regulate guns locally following the failed recent attempt at changing legislation in the General Assembly in Richmond.
In terms of the specific gun laws, there's not a ton you can do except operate through the political processes down there. Elections matter, as they say, and one thing you can't do is demand that the city council do something different with guns because they, in fact, can't.
The second event will look at how Charlottesville might be governed differently in the future. It'll take place on Sunday, February 25, at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center at 2 p.m. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
Virginia's Supreme Court has denied an appeal by Charles L. Allman Sr., an elderly Stanton man convicted of first-degree murder in 2016, the news leader in Stanton reports. The Virginia Court of Appeals had previously denied Allman last year. An Augusta County jury found Allman, now 87, guilty in March 2016 and sentenced him to life in prison for the 1983 homicide of his stepdaughter's fiancé, 20-year-old Richard Petey Miller. Also, prowling coyotes have become so prevalent in rural Virginia that some residents are stringing up carcasses from tree branches at farms and ranches, including one resident of West Augusta stringing up a dozen dead coyotes from a roadside tree. An Associated Press photographer captured images of the swaying carcasses this week while traveling the back roads of the Shenandoah Valley. State wildlife biologist Mark Fies says there are no population control benefits to stringing up dead coyotes. He says it's possibly a holdover from the days when ranchers were paid bounties for each carcass. Fies says it's not a good idea to hang the dead critters in plain public view. He says it could upset some people. Coyotes began colonizing Virginia in the late 1970s. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.